Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Well, it may be hard to believe, but evidence suggests many otherwise benign everyday items like flip-flops and drinking straws and neckties pose serious dangers. Other reputable data point to the health risks involved in common activities like flossing our teeth and washing our hands and eating leafy greens. Writer Christopher Cerf and his partner Henry Beard has chronicled, like never before, all of these disturbing but often absurd dangers. Cerf is the co-author of Encyclopedia Paranoica, which he claims, quote, might just save your life, but probably won't. Welcome, Chris Cerf.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I am well. It's great to have you on board here. I stumbled onto your book at Schuler Books here in Okemos, and I had to get you on the show. I have to read a passage from the flyer of your book. The back jacket describes Encyclopedia Paranoica as the definitive compendium of things you absolutely, positively must not eat, drink, wear, take, grow, make, buy, use, do, permit, believe, or let yourself be exposed to, including an awful lot of toxic, lethal, horrible stuff that you thought was safe, good, or healthy. This suggests kind of an ongoing state of alarm. Are you naturally this kind of person, Chris Cerf, a neurotic worry wart?
Well, I am now, Mark. Henry Beard and I were not this way until we started researching this book, but we got more and more horrified the more work we did.
Was there a moment reading a health warning or something that triggered the thought, hey, we've got a book here?
Absolutely. More the thought was a book is necessary to keep it all straight, because all the advice, which is all based on scientific research, all that advice is totally contradictory. What really got us started, to answer your question, was an article that appeared on the internet, where we found a lot of this stuff, of course, about macular degeneration, the eye problem. There was a doctor in Australia who runs the Macular Degeneration Foundation there, who discovered that carrots caused macular degeneration. Therefore, carrots were bad for your eyes, not good for your eyes, and should be avoided at all costs. So that sort of rang a bell with us that we better look into it further. And the minute that I did, I read more from the doctor in Australia, who said that instead of carrots, we should eat spinach to make our eyes better, since spinach has lutein in it, but no dangerous beta carotenes. But unfortunately, we then found a doctor in London who said that spinach was terrible for you. Because spinach has a kind of acid in it, oxalic acid, that leaches the calcium out of your bones. So this doctor said, no more spinach, use dairy products instead. But of course, dairy products have lots of fat in them and cause your cholesterol counts to go up and all kinds of other horrible things. So there's no way out.
This brings to mind one of your previous books. I don't think it was written with Henry Beard, but it was about all of the expert disagreement that exists in the world, right?
That's absolutely right. Victor Nevasky from The Nation magazine and I have done a couple of editions of a book called The Experts Speak.
That's right.
Where we collected quotes from experts in the world on every subject throughout history, all of whom turned out to be completely wrong. And this project is very connected to that one, because all these experts are contradictory, if not wrong.
You chronicle five separate risks to health due to flip-flops. You claim that Today Show reporter Laura Coffey includes the possibility of death as one
right.
of them. They're unhealthy because, here are the five reasons. You tend to scrunch your toes, and when you repeat that, long-term ankle and hip problems may result. Two,
terrible.
No arch support. Three, toes and feet are exposed and easily stepped on. Four, melanoma. Sunburn due to exposure of the tops of the feet. That can be very painful. And five, they're apparently covered in bacteria. How has American society remained safe in light of the flip-flop danger here?
Well, I think, Mark, the only way it has is because everybody doesn't wear flip-flops every minute. If we all did, we'd be doomed. Sorry to have to be the bearer of ill tidings here all the time, but that's my role.
The book is an especially rich storehouse of alarm for any germaphobe. There are a lot of entries along the lines of this one, summarizing the risks of being treated by nurses with artificial nails. And this is from the Ann Arbor Veterans Hospital just down the road.
Yes, I was gonna say that's right from your home state.
Yeah. 73% of the nurses with fake nails had harmful pathogens present on their nails, compared with only 32% of nurses with native nails. And even after washing with an antimicrobial soap, the fake nail wearers continued to be more likely, by 68% to 22%, to be harboring dangerous microbes and yeasts. There are germs everywhere. That is probably one of the biggest takeaways from your book.
Well, that's true. And of course, the good advice about the artificial nails is if you're in the emergency room, even if you think you're having a heart attack or something, and the nurse that comes out to greet you is wearing artificial nails, you better get out of there.
It seems to me there is a great deal of perfectly logical advice about the risks of ordinary activities and objects in your book. But there is something about 380 pages of them that makes you never want to take another sensible precaution for the rest of your life. You can only laugh when all of this is presented in front of you.
Well, that's what we're hoping, of course. I guess you could say Encyclopedia Paranoica, even though it's very useful, is a work of satire. And I think we just realize that the media has kind of gone overboard reporting every incredible danger every day because it makes for good headlines, whereas saying, you know, spinach is pretty good for you is not a big news story.
Right. What's the response to the book been? I mean, who exactly do you hear from after you write a book like this?
Well, the gamut is wide. There are a lot of people who take it very seriously and then get mad at us and say, you know, that we made it all up, which we didn't, by the way. Every single item in this book is carefully footnoted to prove that somebody said it. And usually it's research people who probably got money for the research, perhaps from companies that might have some interest in the results. For example, a lot of the germ stuff, a lot of the research we have there was financed by the Clorox company. So, of course, they have some interest in scaring you to death so you'll buy more bleach. But, of
right.
course, the soap people say that the bleach is dangerous and you should use soap instead. In fact, there are two rival doctors, in a sense, who completely agree about the danger, one at NYU and one at the University of Arizona. But the Arizona guy thinks you should use bleach and the New York guy thinks you should use soap. So guess who funded whom?
Yeah. Well, writer Christopher Cerf and his partner Henry Beard are co-authors of Encyclopedia Paranoica. It might just save your life, but probably won't. Thanks, Chris Cerf.
Thank you, Marcus. This was fun.